Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2 starting in verse 18 and ending in verse 25. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. You who are slaves must submit to your masters with all respect. Do what they tell you, not only if they are kind and reasonable, but even if they are cruel. For God is pleased when, conscious of His will, you patiently endure unjust treatment. Of course, you get no credit for being patient if you are beaten for doing wrong. But if you suffer for doing good and endure it patiently, God is pleased with you. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in His steps. He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when He was insulted, nor threaten revenge when He suffered. He left His case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His wounds you are healed. Once you were like sheep who wandered away. But now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls. Once again, that was 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 18 through 25 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The Bible does not condone slavery but lays the foundation of true freedom for every human being. The biblical authors dealt with realities of life, including slavery. Slavery was a huge part of the Roman world, with historians estimating that over 50% of the people in the empire were slaves. Peter addressed their situation without condoning slavery. He called for those in slavery to have a new perspective on their lives they may suffer, but their suffering had a bigger context. Their unjust suffering connected them to Christ, who suffered unjustly. In their suffering, which they had no legal ability to fight, they could draw closer to Christ and shine as Christians. Christians are called to fight injustice, including slavery, which is still very much alive in our world. For those who are suffering injustice, they can suffer knowing that Christ has suffered and still suffers with us. We can shine in our suffering as we draw near to Him and bear His marks as we bear His name. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What injustices are you aware of in your world? How can you fight for justice with God's truth and power? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.